There's no reason why people have it in them. Everybody has it in them to face adversity with what could be called equanimity, with a sense of faith and well-being. And from that place of equanimity, we all have a lot of common sense, wisdom, we think really well, we have compassion, and with those powers, we have tremendous ability to interact with others and to help others and to help ourselves and to really find good solutions. And when you lose that sense of equilibrium, of equanimity, it's like being off balance. It's like the person on the basketball floor with this in their bare feet or their stocking feet. And when we lose our balance, we really have a hard time doing anything but making things worse. We lose our mental powers. See, physically, on the basketball floor, as soon as we put on a pair of socks, we lose our coordination, we lose our speed, we lose our balance, we lose everything. Our physical powers disappear like Samson's disappeared when he got a haircut in the Bible, that story. Now, when we lose our equilibrium emotionally, when we take things personally and get caught up in them and get freaked out about the future and worried and our imagination goes crazy, we lose our mental powers. We lose our compassion. We lose our sense of humor. We lose our creativity. We lose our perspective. We lose our ability to see things from the other person's viewpoint. We lose our ability to listen. So all these powers are not available to us now in that unbalanced state, same as the physical realm, okay? Okay, all of a sudden we catch our balance. We say, oh my God, I'm taking this thing personally. I've lost my bearings. My imagination's getting carried away with me. And you get your sense of well-being. Instantly, you get compassion, common sense, wisdom, perspective, the ability to listen, the ability to relate to other people's plight, the power to think creatively, the power to admit that you don't know. All these things come all at once, bang, right there. So what I'm saying is these levels of traction, these states of mind, if you will, come equipped with different equipment, different standard equipment. And the lowest levels have no equipment. It's like sending you out on the job without anything. You know, you don't even have a hammer or a screwdriver. All right? And the more secure you are, and the higher your state of mind, the more equipment you have. Now you've got pneumatic drills and all this fancy state-of-the-art equipment. No wonder you can get more done in your interaction with others. No wonder you can get more done when you're trying to brainstorm. You have better equipment. And I'm saying that equipment, that the amount of equipment you have, the way I'm defining it, is the difference between success and failure in human interactions. You give me two people who are trying to work things out, all right? Put person A in the room. Let me talk to them for 5 minutes, and I'll see what level of equipment they have, okay? What level of traction they have. So let's say they have a traction level of 3. I'm making up these numbers naturally, all right? 3 out of a possible 10, all right? And then you bring in the second person, and they're 2.5 out of a possible 10. Okay? It doesn't make a mental giant to realize that they're in big trouble when they start talking. They're in serious trouble. It doesn't matter how skilled they are or how good they get their rap down, everything works against them. They're out on the job, their screwdrivers are broken and they got the wrong kind of wrenches and everything else, okay? Okay, now you give me someone, two people, and they've got a much more difficult thing to deal with, but they're both up around 8, 7, or 8 out of 10. they'll have an easy time of it. Couples will tell you this. You know, they'll reminisce and they'll look back in their moments of wisdom and they'll see that when they were first married, they had some insurmountable problems. Their parents didn't like them and they didn't have any money and neither of them knew what they were doing with their work and it was nothing. They could talk and they'd talk for 10 minutes and they'd solve half their problems. It's just so easy. And now they can't even figure out what movie to go to. Right? And they got a good standard of living and everything goes well. That's the traction factor.